We're in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Dalet, and that's what we'll be doing. Now, Sif Yud Dalet begins the Malacha of Lisha. Simen Shin Chaf Aleph is full of lots of difficult and important kitchen malachas. So, Sif Yud Dalet is dealing with the Malacha of Lisha, of kneading. And the Mishtabura begins with a bit of an introduction. And this is quite important. We have a Braisa. And the Braisa is dealing with what exactly the Malacha of Lisha is. Now, the standard case of Lisha is you take flour, you take water, you mix them, you make a dough out of it. That's Lush. So what is the Malacha of Lisha? It's taking solids and mixing them together with a liquid so that they stick. The Braisa says that according to Rebbe, as soon as you pour water into flour, you are over on the malacha of lush. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, not until you actually mix them up. So that we have a machlokas here, at which stage you're chayiv for the malacha of lisha, for just adding the ingredients or for doing the act of mixing the ingredients, stirring the ingredients. The Mishnah Berurah claims that even according to Rebbe, that the Isser is mixing them, there's still an Isser, the Malacha includes, just adding them, the Malacha includes stirring them up. Rov Poskim, Paskin, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that simply adding one to the other is not the Malacha of Lisha. Whereas the Sefer at Truma, Paskins like Rebbe, that there's an Isser of Nesina also, and that will appear later in the Shulchan Aruch as a Yesh Omrim. Now we have another issue, and that is the issue of Bar Gibel and Lav Bar Gibel. The Rambam says the Malacha of Lisha only applies to those substances that form a dough-like mixture. But sand, where it just mixes with the water and doesn't turn into like a dough-like thing, it doesn't become like clay. Sand just becomes wet sand. The malacha of Lisha mid'araisa does not apply to it altogether. Tosfos Shita is on the contrary, that in a lav bar gibel, in something like sand, the halacha is that everyone agrees that you're chayef for simply adding the ingredients to one another, because by stirring it, you don't accomplish that much more. So we have actually a machlokis min hakotze el hakotze. They are opposites. According to the Rambam, a lav bar gibel is potter. According to Tosas, a lav bar gibel is more chomer, where you're chayiv even for adding the ingredients to one another. Now, this sif is the lashon of the Rambam. The Bir Halacha brings down that the Ravid will argue with it and points out that the Halacha, it seems to be from the Lashon of the Bir Halacha, that he's telling us that the Halacha is actually not like the Rambam and that we're going with the Ravid. So let's read this. Ein Megablim, Pirish Nesinis Mayim Bekemach, Nikar Gibel, Kemach Koli Harbe, you're not allowed to go and mix toasted flour, but only lots of it. Now, toasted flour, according to the Rambam, mid'araisa, there is no isser of mixing it with water on Shabbos because it does not form a dough. Once the dough has been toasted, it is barely absorbent and it will not stick anymore. It loses its clinging ability. And as a result of it, there's no lisha d'araisa. So the Rambam learns that it's only a gzera. Shema yovo lolush kemach she'eno koli. It's a gzera of koli, of toasted grain, as a gzera to non-toasted grain. Whereas, mutter legabel es ha-koli ma'at ma'at. If you take a little bit, then that is mutter. Why is that mutter? Since this is an Issur d'Rabbanan, according to the Rambam, they said that if you're just doing a little bit, that's enough of a shinui for us to say that it's not Asur, it's not a gzera. They won't be goz. Avol, tvua shelo hiviyah shlish shekalu osa. Whereas if you toast grain that is not fully, it is not fully grown, v'chakach tochnu osa trina gasa, and then they grind it, but it comes out rather thick. Sharei kachol, that too is like sand. Vuhi hanikre shtisa. This is called shtisa. Mutter legabel mimenu b'chometz v'kiyotzu b'harbi b'vas achas. There, they permitted for you to do a lot at a time. Vushi arach aval kosha aser b'nei shenira kalosh. That's only if it is a belila raka. That's only if it's soft. Whereas if it's stiff, then it's aser. Vafilu barach tzarech l'shanos keitzad nosnes ashtisa v'achakach nosnes achometz. You have to have a shinui in the order by which you add the ingredients to one another. Now, once again, according to the Rambam, we are dealing with Isurim d'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were matir them in this way. Now, the Mishnah Brura asks the Kasha, what do we do with the Rishonim that hold that it's a Daraisa? And the truth is, it seems like the Mishnah Brura is going with them. The ones that hold that a Lav Bar Gibel has an Issa Daraisa, how could we be matir with Ma'at? Or how can we be matir with a Shinui Seder? Are these things that are enough to be matir a Daraisa? So with regard to Ma'at, he says that since we're talking about Kemach Koli, it could be that there's no Malacha of Lisha on it, not only because it doesn't make a dough, but because this is already a food. Lisha is when you take something like flour. Here you're taking flour that's been toasted. So that's already a food on its own. There we would not give it the same Lisha Daraisa ever. So by simply making a little bit of it, that's enough of a shinui for Chazal to be matir. But if it were Daraisa, Ma'at wouldn't help you. The Chazon Ish learns otherwise. He learns that Ma'at means if you want to make a bowl full, you should make small, you should mix little glasses or cups full and then add them together. And that way you're Makayim Ma'at. In other words, Ma'at is a shini gomer that will work even for a daraisa. But the Chazon Ish says that when you divide it, what you have to do is don't mix the ingredients evenly. That means don't measure out exactly how much flour and water you're putting in each cup. So you're breaking it down. One cup will have greater concentration of flour. The next one's going to have a smaller concentration of flour. And then eventually you put the two together and it'll even itself out. But there's an awkward way of doing it. And that's the heter. Now, In the case of shtisa, so it says that the shinui that you need there is changing the seder. Now, the seder is not always known, and the Mishnah Brura brings down there are those who say that if you don't know what the regular order is, there's no way that you'll be able to have a shinui. So it's aser. The Mishnah Brura brings down the Elyo Rabba, who says that whenever you don't know what you do, you're supposed to take the shinui of the Gemara, and that is that you put the solid first. It may be that simply being makbid on that order now, when one is not makbid, is in itself considered somewhat of a shinui. Now later we're going to see that there are rishonim that will ask for putting it together altogether, in which case you will always have to have a shinui in the way you put it together. And we'll see the details in a later sif.